Any more memories of the practice in the late 1970s?
Well, it was a rural dispensing practice located in a village, in a sort of outbuilding attached to the principal's house. And the waiting room was a tiny space at the front. Then there was the consulting, a tiny office, then the consulting room, and then a pantry at the back, which was the dispensing area. That's it. Absolutely minute, the size of a garage, more or less, the whole thing.
And just two doctors.
And one and a half doctor to begin with, and then we were two doctors. And dispensing in a rural area is very, very important because it means that it's a one-stop shop. The patients come and the problem is diagnosed and treatment can be started straight away, dispensed there and then. They go home with the medicine and with instructions on how to take it. And if there are problems, they can come back and report any side effects, any difficulties, and things can be dealt with. And of course, the patient's history is known to the doctor. There are other medications. And this was a very, very interesting part of the practice and something that I hadn't come across before, this very close contact with the actual medications, what they looked like, what they felt like, and how they were to be taken. And this is particularly the case with diabetes, I remember, because we had a special fridge with temperature, with a thermometer, and we had to give instructions to patients on how to keep their insulin and how to manage their injections. At that time, there were disposable needles. That was another thing that was had come in the meantime over those years when I was out of medicine. Everything was disposable then, so that made things much easier too. But, of course, the special care had to be taken with disposal of the needles. And that was part of the instruction that the patients, the diabetic patients had.